Have you ever felt that something or someone was holding you back? It's like being tied to an anchor, dragging you down even when you want to soar. Imagine how freeing it would be if you could cut those ties and feel truly free. What if I told you that attachment might be the biggest obstacle in your life? Sounds surprising, but stick with me. This could change everything you know about how you live and feel. Picture yourself at a party where the music is blasting. It's loud, overwhelming, and you can barely hear your own thoughts. That's what attachment can do to our minds. Make it so noisy that we can't think clearly. Now, imagine stepping out of that loud party and finding a quiet room where you can finally think. This calm space allows you to see things clearly, without the constant noise of your attachments. That's what we're aiming for. Welcome to Stoic Journey, where we explore how Stoic wisdom can help us live a more peaceful and fulfilling life. If you're new here, don't forget to like, comment, share, and subscribe. Your support helps us bring you more valuable content. In this video, we'll dive into why attachment can ruin your life. Attachment often feels like a bond or connection, but it can actually be a chain that holds us back. The Stoics believed that understanding and managing our attachments can lead to a much happier and more balanced life. Think about a time when you were so focused on something or someone that it consumed your thoughts. This intense focus can create a kind of emotional dependence that limits your freedom and happiness. The Stoics taught that true freedom comes from within, not from external things or people. By learning to manage our attachments, we can find a deeper sense of peace and contentment. Imagine having a tool that helps you break free from these emotional chains. That's what Stoic philosophy offers, a way to understand and control your attachments so they no longer dictate your happiness. We'll explore practical steps to help you detach in a healthy way. This isn't about pushing people away or avoiding connections, but about finding a balanced approach where your happiness doesn't depend on anything external. In this video, we'll share insights from Stoic thinkers who have faced similar challenges. Their wisdom can guide us in learning how to manage our emotions and attachments effectively. Think of attachment like a heavy weight that drags you down. It can be a job, a person, or even an idea that keeps you tied to a specific way of thinking or feeling. The Stoics believed that by understanding our attachments, we can lighten this load. They encouraged looking at life with a clear mind, free from the distortions created by our desires and fears. Have you ever noticed how your emotions can swing wildly based on external circumstances? This is often a sign of being overly attached. By learning to detach, we can gain more control over our emotional state. Our goal is to help you achieve a state of emotional balance where you can appreciate relationships and possessions without being overly dependent on them for your happiness. Throughout this video, we'll give you practical advice and examples to help you start this journey of detachment. It's about finding peace and joy from within, rather than relying on outside sources. As we move forward, keep in mind that this process isn't about eliminating all attachments, but about understanding them better and managing them wisely. This approach can lead to a more resilient and content life. When you're not constantly swayed by external factors, you'll find that your inner peace becomes much stronger. So, stay tuned as we delve deeper into how attachment affects our lives and how Stoic wisdom can guide us toward a more liberated and fulfilling existence. And remember, if you find this video helpful, hit that like button and subscribe to Stoic Journey. We're aiming for 100 likes on this video, and your support makes a huge difference. Let's embark on this journey together. Lesson 1: The illusion of connection. Why attachment feels necessary. Have you ever felt like you need someone to be happy? Maybe it's a friend, partner, or family member. It's common to think that our happiness depends on these people. But is that really true? Imagine you have a favorite toy or a cherished object. You might feel sad if you lose it, right? This is similar to how we feel about people. We think we need them to feel complete. But here's the catch. Just like a toy isn't essential for happiness, neither is a person. This can be a hard idea to grasp. Why do we believe we need attachments so much? It's because we're taught from a young age that close connections are what make life meaningful. Think of a time when you were really close to someone. Did it ever feel like your happiness depended on them? That's because our emotions can be closely tied to these connections. Attachment often feels like love. We might believe that without this attachment, we wouldn't have love. But Stoicism offers a different view. Stoicism teaches that true happiness comes from within. It's not about depending on others, but finding peace inside ourselves. This can be a big shift in thinking. Consider a situation where you were dependent on someone. If they left or changed, how did it affect you? This shows how strong attachments can impact our emotions. The truth is, attachment can lead to suffering. When we rely on others for our happiness, we're setting ourselves up for disappointment. Imagine if you were on a boat and it was tethered to a dock. If the dock moves or is removed, your boat is stuck. This is similar to how we might feel stuck because of our attachments. When we let attachments control us, we're not free. We're tied to the whims and actions of others. Stoicism encourages us to be our own source of stability. Think about your favorite hobby or interest. Does it bring you joy regardless of others? This is the kind of inner happiness Stoicism promotes. Sometimes we confuse need with love. We think that to love someone, we must need them. But love can be unconditional and not reliant on constant presence. Imagine a plant in a pot. If the pot is too small, the plant can't grow properly. Similarly, attachments can limit our emotional growth. By focusing too much on attachments, we may miss out on our own potential. We become so involved with others that we forget to nurture ourselves. Stoicism encourages self-reliance. It's about finding strength and happiness within yourself, not depending on others to feel complete. Have you ever noticed how temporary things are? People, situations, and objects change. If we rely on them too much, we're setting ourselves up for frustration. Learning to detach doesn't mean losing love. It means finding a balance where your happiness doesn't depend solely on others. When you start practicing detachment, you'll feel more in control. You'll find that your peace and happiness are less affected by external factors. So, think about where you place your happiness. Is it in the hands of others, or can you find it within yourself? Stoicism helps us make this important shift. Lesson 2: The Stoic Perspective, Embracing Detachment for Inner Peace. Have you ever felt overwhelmed by the people and things in your life? Stoicism teaches us that we don't need to be controlled by our attachments. Imagine feeling calm and content, no matter what happens around you. Isn't that a comforting thought? Stoics believe that our happiness should not depend on external things or people. They teach us to find peace within ourselves, not in others. Imagine having a calm center inside you, no matter what the world throws your way. This is what Stoicism offers. Think about a boat floating on the ocean. The boat doesn't worry about the waves. It moves with them. Similarly, Stoicism advises us to flow with life's changes without letting them disturb our inner peace. Isn't that a freeing idea? Imagine you're at a noisy party. It's hard to hear your own thoughts, right? Stoics say that when we're too involved with someone or something, it's like being at that loud party. We need to step back to hear ourselves clearly. Taking a step back helps us see things more clearly. Stoicism isn't about pushing people away or avoiding connections. It's about finding balance. It teaches us that while relationships are important, our happiness shouldn't rely solely on them. It's like having a safety net that doesn't depend on anyone else. Consider a tree standing firm in a storm. It's not swayed by the wind, but remains grounded. Stoics believe we should be like that tree, stable and centered despite external forces. This inner strength is what they aim to cultivate. Think of a clear lake. When the water is still, you can see deep into it. But when it's disturbed, it becomes cloudy. Stoics suggest that when we let go of unnecessary attachments, our minds become clearer and more focused, just like the still lake. Stoicism teaches us to view our attachments with perspective. It's not about shutting out the world, but understanding that our peace comes from within. Imagine looking at your life through a clear window, free from fog and distractions. When we practice detachment, we learn to enjoy our own company. Stoics believe that spending time alone helps us understand ourselves better and become more self-reliant. Imagine having a calm, steady inner world where you can always retreat. Think about a tree with deep roots. It stands tall because its roots are firmly planted. Stoicism helps us build strong internal roots so that we can stand tall and unshaken, no matter what happens around us. Stoics emphasize that our true strength comes from within. They teach us to focus on our own responses to life's events rather than trying to control everything around us. Imagine feeling powerful because you control how you react, not what happens to you. Consider a sailboat navigating through different waters. The sailor adjusts the sails to the wind, but doesn't let the wind control the boat. Similarly, Stoicism advises us to adjust our attitudes, but not let external events dictate our happiness. Stoicism encourages us to let go of what we cannot control. This doesn't mean we stop caring. It means we stop letting our joy be dependent on things outside ourselves. Imagine a life where you're not swayed by every little change around you. Think of a candle's flame, steady and unshaken by the breeze. Stoics aim to be like that flame, unmoved by external circumstances. This inner steadiness allows us to face life's ups and downs with grace. Stoicism teaches us that attachment often leads to suffering. By letting go, we free ourselves from unnecessary pain. Imagine releasing a heavy burden you've been carrying for a long time. The relief is immense, isn't it? When we practice Stoic detachment, we're not giving up on relationships. We're simply placing them in the right perspective. This helps us appreciate connections more, without letting them control our emotions. Think of a camera lens focusing on a scene. When it's clear, you see everything in detail. When it's cloudy, everything looks blurry. Stoicism helps us clear the lens of our mind so we can see our lives more clearly and make better choices. Stoicism teaches us to find contentment within ourselves. It's about being happy with who we are, regardless of external circumstances. Imagine feeling complete and satisfied just by being yourself. Consider a calm lake reflecting the sky. Its surface remains still despite the changing weather. Stoics strive for this inner calm, where our peace isn't disturbed by external changes. It's a state of serenity we can achieve with practice. Stoicism doesn't mean we don't care about people. It means we care without becoming overly attached. This balance allows us to enjoy relationships without letting them define our happiness. Think about a ship navigating through a storm. The ship's stability depends on its design and the sailor's skill. Similarly, our emotional stability depends on our inner strength and our ability to handle life's challenges with a Stoic mindset. Stoics believe that true freedom comes from within. By letting go of attachments, we gain the freedom to live fully and authentically. Imagine a life where you're free from the chains of dependency and able to follow your true path. In summary, Stoicism teaches us that while connections are important, our peace and happiness should come from within. By practicing detachment, we can achieve a balanced and fulfilling life, no matter what happens around us. Lesson 3: Practical Steps to Let Go, Implementing Stoic Practices. Let's dive into some easy steps to help you let go of unhealthy attachments. These steps are based on Stoic ideas, and they're simple to follow. First, start by understanding what attachment really is. It's not just about holding on to things. It's about how deeply you let them affect you. Imagine you're holding a heavy bag. The longer you hold it, the harder it gets. That's what attachment feels like. It weighs you down. The first step is to recognize when you're too attached. Pay attention to your feelings and notice if something is causing you more stress than joy. Once you've spotted it, try to take a step back. Give yourself some space to think clearly. It's like taking a break from holding that heavy bag. Stoicism teaches us to keep our emotions in check. Instead of letting them control us, we learn to manage them. This doesn't mean ignoring how you feel. It means controlling how those feelings affect your actions. Next, practice being present. Focus on what's happening right now, rather than worrying about past mistakes or future problems. This helps reduce attachment to things that aren't in the present moment. Use simple mindfulness exercises to stay grounded. For instance, take a few deep breaths and pay attention to each breath. This can help clear your mind and reduce stress. Set small goals for yourself. Break down big tasks into smaller, manageable parts. This can make it easier to focus on what's important and let go of distractions. When you feel overwhelmed, remind yourself that it's okay to let go. Not everything needs to be perfect, and sometimes it's best to release things that are causing you unnecessary stress. Practice gratitude. Each day, think of a few things you're thankful for. This shift in focus can help you appreciate what you have rather than obsessing over what you don't. Make time for self-care. Doing things you enjoy and taking care of your well-being can help you stay balanced and less attached to things that don't serve you. Surround yourself with positive influences. Spend time with people who uplift you and avoid those who drain your energy. This helps create a healthier environment for you to thrive. Remember, letting go isn't about forgetting. It's about freeing yourself from the burden of unnecessary attachment and making room for more positive experiences. If you find it hard to let go, consider talking to someone you trust. Sharing your thoughts and feelings can provide new perspectives and support. Practice being okay with uncertainty. Life is full of surprises, and not everything is within your control. Embracing this can help you let go of the need to control every outcome. Set clear boundaries for yourself. Know when to say no and when to step away from situations or people that don't align with your well-being. Reflect on your progress regularly. Take a moment to see how far you've come and celebrate small victories in your journey to letting go. Remember that change takes time. Be patient with yourself as you work through your attachments. Each step forward is a step towards a more balanced and fulfilling life. Finally, embrace the journey. Letting go is not a one-time event, but an ongoing process. Keep practicing these steps and stay committed to living a more peaceful life. Lesson: for the benefits of emotional independence, transforming your life. Imagine feeling lighter and happier just by changing how you think about your relationships. This is the magic of emotional independence. When you let go of unhealthy attachments, you start to feel more free. It's like carrying a heavy backpack and finally putting it down. Emotional independence means not letting your happiness depend on others. This way, you become your own source of joy. Think about a time when you felt upset because someone didn't meet your expectations. Emotional independence helps you avoid those letdowns. By focusing on your own well-being, you can handle life's challenges better. You become more resilient and less affected by external events. Feeling less dependent on others doesn't mean you stop caring. It means you care more about your own emotional health. Imagine having more peace and calm in your life. That's what happens when you learn to let go of unnecessary attachments. You gain control over your own feelings, which makes you less reactive. You'll respond to situations more thoughtfully and less emotionally. When you're emotionally independent, you have more energy for your own goals and dreams. You're not drained by others' problems. Letting go of attachments helps you build stronger, healthier relationships. You're not looking for someone to fill a void, but to share happiness. Think of emotional independence as a way to find your true self. You start to understand who you are without relying on others for validation. You become more confident in making decisions. When you're not tied down by others' expectations, you make choices based on what's best for you. This new way of thinking helps you see life's ups and downs with a clearer perspective. You're not as swayed by temporary emotions. Emotional independence gives you the freedom to explore new opportunities. You're not stuck in old patterns or relationships. As you practice letting go, you'll notice more happiness in your daily life. Small things won't affect your mood as much. You'll find yourself more focused on personal growth. Emotional independence lets you invest time in becoming the best version of yourself. With less emotional baggage, you can enjoy life's simple pleasures more deeply. Everything from a walk in the park to a good book becomes more satisfying. Emotional independence helps you manage stress better. You're less likely to be overwhelmed by life's challenges when you're in control of your own emotions. Picture yourself as a calm, steady person in the middle of chaos. This is the power of emotional independence. It keeps you grounded. Embracing emotional independence isn't about shutting out others. It's about creating a healthier, more balanced life where you can truly thrive. Conclusion: embracing a new path with stoic wisdom. Let's reflect. So, we've explored how attachment can affect our lives. It might have felt challenging, but it's essential to think about how it impacts our happiness. Have you noticed how much better you feel when you let go of unnecessary attachments? Stoic wisdom. Remember, Stoicism teaches us that true peace comes from within. By understanding and practicing detachment, you give yourself the gift of inner calm. It's not about not caring, it's about caring wisely. A new perspective. Think of attachment like holding onto a heavy bag. When you let it go, you can walk more freely. By applying Stoic principles, you're releasing the weight that holds you back from living fully. Daily life changes. Imagine starting each day without the stress of attachments weighing you down. Stoic practices help you stay focused on what truly matters, making life more enjoyable and less stressful. The power of choice. Stoicism empowers you to choose your reactions. Instead of being controlled by attachment, you can decide how to respond to situations. This choice gives you control over your own happiness. Building resilience. By practicing detachment, you're building emotional resilience. Life will always have its ups and downs, but with stoic wisdom, you can handle them with more grace and less distress. Positive relationships. When you understand detachment, your relationships become healthier. You engage with people because you genuinely care, not because you feel a sense of attachment. This leads to more meaningful connections. Focus on growth. Embracing detachment allows you to focus on your personal growth. Instead of being stuck in unhealthy patterns, you can pursue what truly makes you happy and fulfilled. Finding balance. Detachment helps you find balance in life. You'll be better at managing your emotions and staying grounded, no matter what happens around you. Freedom from stress. Letting go of attachments means less stress and anxiety. You free yourself from the constant worry about holding on to things or people that don't serve your well-being. Living fully. When you let go of unnecessary attachments, you make room for new experiences and opportunities. Life becomes more vibrant and full of possibilities. Embracing change. Stoicism teaches that change is a natural part of life. By practicing detachment, you embrace change with open arms rather than clinging to what's familiar. Self-awareness. Practicing detachment encourages self-awareness. You start to understand your true needs and desires, rather than being influenced by external attachments. Enjoying the moment. When you're not preoccupied with attachments, you can enjoy the present moment more fully. Life becomes richer and more satisfying when you live in the now. Inner peace. The ultimate goal of Stoicism is inner peace. By letting go of attachments, you create a calm and peaceful inner world that reflects in your outer life. Empowerment. Detachment is not about giving up. It's about empowering yourself. You take charge of your emotions and decisions, leading to a more fulfilling life. Positive influence. As you practice detachment, you'll notice a positive influence on those around you. Your calm and balanced demeanor will inspire others to seek their own peace. Commitment to growth. Embracing Stoic principles is a commitment to your own growth. It's a journey towards becoming the best version of yourself. Encouragement. Don't be discouraged if it takes time to let go of attachments. It's a gradual process, and each step you take brings you closer to a more peaceful and content life. Final thoughts. Thank you for joining us on this journey. Remember, by incorporating Stoic wisdom into your life, you're choosing a path of greater freedom and happiness. Stay curious, stay wise, and keep embracing the lessons of Stoicism.